with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus went into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter said in reply, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus said to him in reply, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my heavenly Father. And so I say to you, you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the netherworld shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." The Gospel of the Lord. Today as a church we celebrate the solemnity of the Apostles Peter and Paul. This particular feast was celebrated as early as the year 354 and on the same date. And it was at a time when St. Peter's Basilica was still under construction in the city of Rome. In the time of St. Ambrose, and Ambrose lived from 339 to 397, the solemnity was celebrated in three station churches, and also with a vigil liturgy. But in the 7th century, the liturgy was celebrated on two different days, with the feast of St. Paul assigned to June 30th. According to ancient tradition, Simon, whose name was changed to Peter, meaning rock, died by crucifixion with his head near the ground, as was the Roman custom for the crucifixion of slaves. Recent evacuations confirm that the martyrdom of St. Peter, which took place around the year 67, took place on the Vatican Hill, where the Basilica of Constantine was constructed. Paul of Tarsus, whose name was originally Saul, was a member of the Pharisee party, and he was also a persecutor of Christians. He converted only after his extraordinary experience on the road to Damascus, where he encountered Christ Jesus. After Paul's second imprisonment in Rome, he was beheaded about the year 67. Not far from the basilica that was given to the care of monks in the 6th century. And so now we know a little bit about the history of Saints Peter and Saint Paul. Peter focused upon spreading the good news to the Jewish people, and Paul to the Gentiles. So, I guess I always kind of wondered what the church would look like today had Peter and Paul not done what they did, that is, going about spreading the good news, and especially for the amount of pain and suffering that they had to endure along the way. But we are very, very fortunate to have these two that did the work of the Lord. And so it comes to us to be the ones who will spread the good news of Jesus in the world of today.